Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 151, Your Best Mother's Day Gift Ever, a written tribute. This coming Sunday, in the United States, we celebrate Mother's Day. 8 years ago, I wrote a tribute to my writer mom, reflecting on the way she modeled how to live the tension of being the mom she wanted to be while also being the writer she wanted to be. This tribute included family stories and my own memories and fun photos that helped me remember. To honor her publicly, I published it on my website, though I could have written it as a gift and presented it privately. It's not too late for you to do just that, to write a tribute, a set of memories that celebrate and honor a mother in your life. This mother could be your biological or adopted mother or a grandmother. Maybe your children are grown and you have a daughter or daughter-in-law who has herself become a mother. This mother could be a friend or a mother figure. Sometimes a Sunday school teacher, guidance counselor, aunt, or neighbor will fill that role for someone. Pick a mother you'd like to elevate, celebrate, and honor. Decide if you want to share this tribute publicly or privately. Then come up with a structure to write this tribute. I'd like to suggest two resources that might help you, both of which, in full disclosure, are written or collected by friends of mine. The first is The Mother Letters, Sharing the Laughter, Joy, Struggles, and Hope. This collection of short essays in the form of letters were compiled by Amber C. Haynes and her husband, Seth Haynes, who reached out to friends that Amber knew online and in person, asking them to send letters addressed to Dear Mother. Seth's plan was to collect them and present them all together as a surprise Christmas gift one year. So many letters poured in, Seth could barely manage all of them, but he did. He assembled and presented them to her that Christmas morning, and Amber received a gift that spoke into her mama life as the letters, one after another, confessed, as she herself wrote, how little any of us know and how precious it is to be right where we are and who we are. The letters were from mothers to a mother, tributes to motherhood itself, encouragement for a mother. They celebrated motherhood and the power of the letter form. Years later, Seth and Amber realized her Christmas gift held wisdom that could help many others, so they decided to pull a selection of the letters into a gift book, and that became The Mother Letters. I mention it not only because it's a lovely book, and full disclosure again, I confess I have a short essay included in the book, but I also mention it because the letter form is an excellent way to write a tribute. Consider writing your tribute as a letter. Pack it with memories and spotlight the strengths that this mother in your life is known for, strengths that she may need to hear spoken back to her. The other resource that can help you collect memories, compose your thoughts, and structure your project is Everything That Makes You Mom, A Bouquet of Memories by Laura Lynn Brown. In this book, Laura offers prompts to draw out memories, often focusing on a topic or theme or time of year or type of memory. She includes brief vignettes, memories of her own mother, to serve as inspiration. She follows the vignette with questions to help, as she writes in her introduction, help to exercise your own memory muscles. And this gift book leaves space to write out your memory right in the book, so the book itself can be given to the mother you are honoring, if you wish. As this podcast goes live and is sent out into the world, there's still time for you to write your tribute. But if you're listening later, write a tribute anyway. I mean, what mom wouldn't love to be celebrated in this way? On Mother's Day or any day, memory, by someone she loves, who remembers her laughter, joy, struggles, and hope. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in your inbox, here on this podcast, over at Patreon, or even in person. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.